It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. The Handel and Haydn Society, which claims to be America's oldest continuously performing arts organization, turns 200 this year. A group of 44 amateur choristers and instrumentalists formed the Handel and Haydn Society back in 1815. The society announced itself with a concert at the King's Chapel in Boston on Christmas Day, when 100 singers, 90 men and 10 women, performed the first part of the Creation and arias and choruses from various Handel works. Leaders over the years have included Thomas Dunn, Christopher Hogwood, and Roger Norrington. In 2008, British choral director Harry Christophers took over. The society has an annual budget of around $5 million and is now in safe financial condition. Last year it ran a small surplus, and its endowment has grown to over $7 million. The Handel and Haydn Society birthday celebrations continue this season and next with an exhibit at the Boston Public Library, a book on the history of the group, and an open-air performance of Beethoven's Ninth in July. Everybody knows what it's like not to get along with a coworker. There's one dispute from within the Buffalo Philharmonic so divisive that it's made the local papers. It involves principal oboist Pierre Roy, who was fired from his position in July 2012, ending his nearly 17-year career with the orchestra. Roy has filed a petition in state Supreme Court hoping to void an arbitrator's ruling that supported his firing. He wants to be reinstated. The case has since been moved to federal court. Several musicians support Roy, citing their good relationships with him and admiration for his musical skills and professionalism, but others felt belittled or annoyed by what they called his distracting behavior in rehearsals. They cited Roy's alleged mocking or mimicking gestures and playing in deliberately wrong tempos or pitch. Roy's lawyer, Stephen N. Cohen, said the principal flutist and a few of her supporters had a personality conflict with Pierre Roy. It's not a question of music, it's a question of personalities, and the arbitrator should have told orchestra members to stop acting like children and get back to what you do so well. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.